Welcome back to the Radio Cafe. Today I'm happy to welcome to the show members of the Youth Media Project, a local youth organization which for more than 10 years has been training young people in the craft of digital storytelling and the art of listening. I'm speaking with Katie Gross. She's program director for YMP. Gabriel Rima, who worked with Youth Media Project as an intern, as a mentor and outreach coordinator before taking over Ground Zero Radio, a youth radio program that airs on Wednesdays from 8 to 10. You can tell us a little about that later. And we also have Kaylee Schnell, who was a project leader for Youth Media Project. Welcome, you three, to the Radio Cafe.
Thanks for having us, Zayla.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
So, Katie, let's start with you. Can you tell me a little bit about Youth Media Project? And I know that right now you all are here because you are making a call out for students who are interested in becoming interns to learn the art of radio broadcasting and production. Tell us a little bit more about these internships and for people listening, what kind of programs Youth Media Project does.
Yeah, Youth Media Project works by collaborating with organizations, schools, institutions to do projects and workshops with teenagers or students between the ages of 12 and 25. And last year we started up an internship program, a formal internship program with higher education institutions in Santa Fe. And our idea behind this is that our goal is to train the next generation of media producers and educators. And we feel that by working with interns and college students, we are able to reach more students in Santa Fe and northern New Mexico by training these young people. So interns come to us and they learn not only the tools of media production and radio broadcasting, but they also learn how to mentor younger students. They learn more about nonprofit management, administration. They learn, distribution, and it's both hard skills and soft skills. So they learn tools of media production and radio broadcasting, but also how to interpersonal skills and really developing themselves as human beings.
So really a lot around the art of storytelling, right? And can you talk about some of that? I know some of the pieces that I had listened to were really amazingly powerful and profound. And I wonder if you can talk about some of the experiences I'm sure all three of you have had, actually.
Yeah, definitely.
But on that note, some of your most kind of powerful radio moments.
Yeah, the first one that comes to mind is a moment with a project that we did with the Global Leadership Forum out of the United World College. And so after every project that we do, we have a listening event and an evening or day where we listen to the stories that the students produced. And during this one evening where we had heard all these profound stories from students from all over the world sharing very personal stories and vulnerabilities, one student actually stood up and said, I haven't been completely honest here, and hearing all these stories have made me realize that I want to get something off my chest this evening. And she actually disclosed a very, very personal thing about having been abused, and it was really difficult and heart-wrenching, but what also showed, the power of this of storytelling and what it can do for people to be in a community where they feel comfortable to share these moments and these things, that experiences that have happened to them. So that's the first one that comes to mind.
And now, Gabe, you began working with Youth Media Project in ninth grade, is that right?
Eighth grade, as a matter of fact.
Eighth grade, even, as a member of the production team. So can you talk about what that production team is, what you did, and how it basically impacted where you are now?
Certainly. Well, I started, actually in eighth grade as part of a class, a radio arts class. So that's an example of one of the ways Youth Media Project has operated historically. Is that they've actually interfaced with teachers this was an entire class dedicated to this, right? That I was a part of. And then that sort of set me along this trajectory where in ninth and in 10th grade, I was part of this production team, which is essentially a group of young people that gets together multiple times a week in order to produce radio and learn everything that entails, right? Everything from, okay, how do you host fluidly? How do you create a dynamic? How do you hold that space, right? for the conversation to occur and create it fluidly, as well as how do you do the, you know, the hard skills of chopping up, you know, so you have an interview that's a half hour long, how do you chop it to 15 minutes, you know what I mean? So it's just, you learn the basics of that type of stuff. You get some time to spend in a positive peer group that's outside of school, which is cool.
And these are students from all over. I mean, you bring them all from all of the schools across
right.
Santa Fe, basically, to
right.
kind of join together on this
mm-hmm.
program. So you might interact with people you might never have as friends or colleagues.
Certainly. I went to Monte del Sol, and there are people on the production team from Capitol High School, from Santa Fe Community College, Santa Fe High. So, yeah, definitely people I would not have met otherwise, for sure.
And you get to learn all about technical problems, like bad mics all of a sudden, so you can step right to it. That
exactly.
was impressive. I like it.
Exactly. You got to think on your toes. Right. Yeah.
And so for you now, you've stepped into this new role. Tell us about what you're doing now, because you've really taken on radio.
Right. Well, so I was just thoroughly inspired and made some good connections while I was in Youth Media Project. So upon returning back into town, I was offered this position to facilitate and organize Ground Zero Radio, which is a different radio program that also airs on KSFR every other Wednesday, 8 to 10 p.m. And it's also directed on youth, but there's sort of a little bit of a different feel to it, in the sense that it's Ground Zero Radio is all about providing an outlet for the youth to talk about whatever it feels is important, right? Whatever is and Youth Media Project does this, but they focus a little bit more on the radio production and on how do you be a media producer, right? Ground Zero is this project that just sort of invites the community to come on and share, even if it's for a moment, you know, what is important to you, right? What is on your mind, right? Recently, we've been looking at things like the mayoral election, right?
Mm-hmm.
Santa Fe, it's about, you know, okay, how do we engage Santa Fe youth is a huge thing. We bring on local musical artists frequently. The second half of the show is pretty much all local music. So we have people, we use this recording facility in Warehouse 21 to record people who otherwise wouldn't have their music recorded.
Yeah.
Right? And then we do all the production and everything for them, you know. We interview leaders, both young leaders in the community and older leaders in the community who are directly involved with young people. So
these are great resources. Both YEMP is also yeah. housed in Warehouse 21. So for young people, there's definitely a lot going on there. And Kaylee, you were a project leader on this. Can you talk to us about your involvement and how you helped? And I personally know that you're very good with video as well.
Yeah, so I actually came to Youth Media Project after having done some media education and training internationally in Bhutan. So when I graduated from college and came to New Mexico and found out about Youth Media Project, I really saw it as such a wonderful opportunity to continue doing the work that I had been doing internationally, but here in the United States. And I ended up working with them for about 2 years. I was hired on as an AmeriCorps project leader,
nice.
And I produced a bunch of different Audio Revolution radio shows focusing on various issues. One was on addiction, another one on bullying, and it was a really great opportunity for me to not only continue to work with students, but also to experiment in a new medium. Like you had said, I had previously done most of my work in video and print journalism, so it was a really great opportunity for me to learn the production end of radio, but also still be doing some teaching, which I'm really passionate about.
Yeah, you know, as a journalist, I've really been delighted with radio and finding this new venue. I mean, one, just hearing people's voices, hearing people's stories, the kind of reach that it has. But I find also this idea of storytelling, getting young people to really go. I mean, yes, they learn the practical aspects of script writing, but coming in touch with that story that emerges, and I think that it's an incredibly powerful outlet, which brings us to the fact that we are recruiting not only for interns for a full internship, but this production team. Katie, can you mm-hmm. talk a little bit again about specifically what you're looking for?
Yeah, exactly. So right now we're doing a call for interns. We're looking for about 6 to 8 interns to work with us this spring and be trained like I said, in both as media producers and educators. It's a dual role that we focus on. And within that internship, we want our interns to be leading a production team for younger students, for teenagers. So normally our production team, our after-school production team, is for teenagers around town, and we recruit within the schools to get teenagers to come and join our team and learn how to produce radio shows and radio segments, all of the engineering that goes into a radio show. And this spring we're going to have our interns be leading that production team. So right now we're spending time recruiting those interns, training them, and then starting up in March, we'll be bringing in teenagers who are interested in learning about radio and media production and having the opportunity to tell stories and get out into the community with a microphone and just have fun. And so we're really excited about it.
And for teachers who want to have presentations in their classes, who should they contact? Where should they go?
You can contact me, the program director. My email address is Katie, K-A-T-Y, .Gross, G-R-O-S-S, at youthmediaproject.org. So you can always email me, and I can give you information and resources. We will have an internship application form, and later on in the spring, we'll have a teen production team application form on our website, which is youthmediaproject.org. It will be right there on the front page. It's not quite up yet, but stay tuned, it will be. And so we just invite you to fill out that application, get in touch via the website or emailing me. And yeah, this is a great opportunity, and we look forward to having an audio revolution.
And for people who want to go and listen to Audio Revolution, if you haven't, to kind of see what it's about, I mean, this is also a wonderful thing for students to have in their portfolio. I mean, if you're going to college, so again, you not only have the skills, but you have your own radio show, which is kind of exciting. It took me a little longer than that to get on the radio.
Oh, yeah, this is an opportunity for teens and interns to create their own personal narratives, which can be used for college applications, also interviewing. You'll come out with a whole portfolio of what it means to be a radio producer and storyteller.
I love it. Well, we just have another few seconds left. Gabriel, I'm wondering if you can tell me, why should young people get into radio?
Because it helps you tap into your power. It's an element of becoming a leader. For me, and it's about how do you hold the space, because so much of the work we do is not just about radio production, but about holding the space for people to understand and witness themselves and one another, and to be able to create that space is one of the most essential gifts a human being can have, I think. Facilitation and leadership, right?
Mm-hmm. Well, that's pretty wonderful. I think, I want to be an intern right there. Well, so go to youthmediaproject.org as well to see some of the work. Katie Gross, Katie.Gross at Youth Media Project. Check out Ground Zero Radio, KSFR, from 8 to 10. Thank you all so much for being here. You've been listening to the Santa Fe Radio Cafe. My name is Zaylee, sitting in for Mary Charlotte.